FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian is now on track to hit Florida's east coast sometime over this coming Labor Day weekend as a major storm.
Puerto Rico largely dodging this system. It has now run to the north, which means it is going into open ocean, some very warm water there. It's going to have a lot of time to heat up, get bigger, get stronger, intensify before it eventually turns its way towards Florida.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz there. It's hard to say yet exactly where it could get hit hard, as the current track has the storm landing anywhere from the Florida Keys to southern Georgia. A North Carolina college student arrested with guns and ammunition in his dorm room, reported by another student.
He wanted to get into a fraternity really badly. So bad, police say High Point University freshman Paul Stieber was planning to commit murder if he didn't get in. A prosecutor says the Boston native was studying up on mass shootings and had a timeline in place to kill people.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America is listening to Fox News.
They get up early so you don't have to. It's Greg Budell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Jay Scott.
Technically an adult with the mental age below 3 years old.
Emily Hayes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Bailey, the wonder dog. And Rich Thomas.
As the beaver.
Live on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady. Oh yeah, and a dog.
Hey, I think I got a convoluted intro ready for Random Facts.
Oh my gosh. There is hope in this world.
There is. I hope I can visit Goose in Florida, but he just got a new update, I believe. So let's find out what's going on with Dorian and our weather with Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Awaiting the 7 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center. Running just a little late on that. The storm Atlas report was an 85-mile-an-hour hurricane. About 150 miles to the north-northwest of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Expected to become a major Category 3 hurricane tomorrow in the Bahamas. And then eventually it looks like an encounter with Florida and probably right around Labor Day. More on Dorian. And, of course, after Florida, what happens? Does it interact with our weather? It could. I mean, it's possible. It probably won't, but it may. For us today, it's really nice outside. It's just beautiful sunshine, tolerable humidity, very comfortable this morning. Today's high 92, but it's a 92 we can sort of deal with. Tonight, clear, comfortable, pleasantly cool for this time of the year. Low 66. Broadway under the stars tonight at the Blount Cultural Center in front of the Alabama Shakespeare Festival should be just great. Tomorrow, still dry, sunshine, high 94. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is Labor Day, of course, the humidity's back, and so is the threat of hit or miss storms, and we'll be watching the future path of Dorian to see what effect, if any, Dorian will have on Alabama's weather. Right now, check out my morning video this morning. Right now, this morning, geez, look at the dew point. Really nice. It's 64, and I've got a new temperature. Just came in. Temperature is 69 now. At 7:06.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Kids, you used to find out phone numbers in something called the phone book, and there was like the yellow pages, and that was businesses. And so whenever I had a plumbing problem, before I found Plumbing by Luke Wire, I would go through and by the process of elimination say, no, not them. Oh, definitely not them. No, not them. I had problems with them. But then I found Plumbing by Luke Wire, and now there's no, it's a no-brainer now. If there's a plumbing issue, I'm going to call Plumbing by Luke Wire. Do you call them 9 to 5? Well, you can, but they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So the other thing is they never charge overtime. So you can call them in the middle of the night or on a holiday or on the middle of a weekend. They're not going to charge extra, which was a problem I had with some of those other folks, too. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
It's Duncan and Son Predictathon Eve.
Yay!
Which game should we do?
I think the Auburn game.
Yeah, it's a higher ranked.
It's a bigger deal. It's the Ducks, right? It's Oregon.
Yeah, and I think they're top 15, maybe top 10.
They're playing the Ducks.
See, I really just wanted you to do it so you could use that sound effect.
Yeah, I stole that from Kim Jong Un from his North Korean morning show.
But yeah, that'll be a.
That's a big first game.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
No doubt about it. We will have your good news story of the day.
Oh, am I doing it, or would you like to do it, Rich?
Oh, I'm fine with you doing it.
Okay.
All right, that's coming up right after we check traffic at 7:07.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 7 o'clock hour, and the traffic is looking really good this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. We do have quite a bit of traffic on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. Both Interstate 85 and I-65 are both up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big problems on the 31s. We are starting to see quite a bit of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the Air Force Base Gate, so be careful there, and look out for school buses as they head towards the school zones. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Just heard that thing about not drinking and driving. Maybe don't drink and try to catch a train, because a guy in Sydney, Australia was, we'll just say he was feeling sick.
Yes.
After a hardcore night of drinking.
Okay.
So he walked over to the edge of the platform and started up-checking right onto the tracks. He did not realize that a train was coming. He was hammered. He had headphones in, so he didn't see the train. He didn't hear the train. But luckily, a random guy ran over and pulled him back just in time. If he had gotten there a half second later, the train would have nailed this guy. So the guy, still feeling sick, wandered back over to that same side of the platform to puke again. But the guy who saved him the first time made him sit down on a bench before another train came. So kudos. The good news is there was a good Samaritan there to help out this way inebriated guy.
Nice.
So that's your good news.
We appreciate it.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Wow, 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 wow. Among the Morning Maroon nominees later. It's so important where you place a decimal point when you're setting up a price for something.
Oh, yes, yes.
And a gas station in Wisconsin made a big mistake.
Rut-row
is right. The people that went to the gas station were pleased, and they could be one of our Morning Maroon nominees. By the way, Jay actually took my advice with the Yankees in Seattle and went to the game yesterday.
I got in on that thread late in the middle of the night and saw his seats there. He had great seats in Seattle. They had the roof open. It was 85 degrees, but no humidity. And and he saw Judge hit a home run.
I know, Emily. You got to see Aaron Judge hit a home run.
Yay.
Yay, baseball.
I mean, he's really back in a groove, isn't he? He's had like 7 home runs in the last 10
games. He's really hitting a stride there.
He's turned into a baseball fan, Jay has.
Well, did you
next
see
thing, the... we'll go to the war movies together. Well, we did. I did, actually.
Whatever. Did you see the photo of the kid with the Biscuits hat, though?
That was the thing.
That was cool.
Yeah. So I brought it up.
Yeah.
You're all the way, you're 3,000 miles away, and about as distant from the Montgomery Biscuits as you can get, yet in a row, very close to him, there was a little boy wearing a Biscuit hat.
That's amazing.
But think about it. Jay snuck that picture of that kid. So, like, how creepy if anybody else saw what Jay was doing. He was zooming in on this picture of a kid.
Yeah, taking a picture of a little kid.
If he had gotten busted. Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, he had a good excuse. Yeah, we just want to show the folks back.
Yeah, from Montgomery.
Yeah. Major radio personality there.
You know, at one time, they had the biggest merchandising of any minor league team, and they're still up there on that list of
The biscuits?
Biscuits, as far as merchandising, people around the world buying
biscuit stuff.
Bake them.
I need to get something from the biscuits. I might have a hat.
Talk to Mike.
I've saved the balls I've used on first pitches.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Be nice to, I think we're going to go to the game Saturday night, by the way. It's the last scheduled Saturday night game with Max Fireworks and stuff.
Oh.
I'd love to go, but there's football on TV. Big deal football. I mean, big deal.
His team's playing.
What?
Greg?
Your team's playing, too.
No, so I'm telling Greg. Is that your team's playing? Calm down.
Fireworks?
My pops is supposed to be coming to town this weekend, too, so... Not that you invited me to go to the baseball game. I'm just telling you.
We never do anything together.
We don't. We really don't.
And I was just thinking,
Does Olin Mills still exist? I'll book us a portrait session.
Olin Mills?
Olin Mills. You don't remember Olin Mills? Y'all have that? Y'all had that here because we had it in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the way you said,
No, yeah. No, I remember Olin.
Oh, yeah. That was...
I am looking at the spaghetti models on Dorian. Look at it. They seem to be converging right, like, in Brevard County there, north of West Palm Beach.
Yikes.
One goes down, like you said, Fort Lauderdale, and then there's one that goes up into the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah. Like I said, Monday morning, the GFS has it near Jacksonville, and the Euro has it just north of Miami.
So if it goes to Jacksonville, I shouldn't have a problem, right, with my... scheduled trip.
You could probably duck under it.
I see what you're saying. That would be a better solution for you. However, I would not bet a nickel on any of these tracks right now. Not a nickel. And the Hurricane Center is really smart. They took a middle ground on all of this.
By the way, we mentioned the Predictathon. It's Duncan and Son Predictathon Eve. Three more months till the Duncan and Son.
It's here.
Yeah. That's something else I got to do. I got to get my car because the oil change light came on. I'm scheduled for an oil change. So I love about the Rogue. It keeps track of that for you. So
yep.
I may just follow one of those guys back to one of the locations and get the tires rotated. Oil change. That's really important.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Who wants to... You save up your vacation time for an important trip. Who wants to spend it on the side of the road in a place you never heard of? Well, Owasso. I had to in Wildwood, Florida.
Well, dang.
That's, like you say, you always talk about how plumbing picks the worst time.
Yeah.
When you're going to have a car problem on a 600-mile trip, it's not going to happen right next to a gas station. It's going to happen on frickin' turnpike with 40 miles to the next exit. You're really at the mercy of... So I don't want that to happen. I do the preventative thing. And get my car over to Don's. They have that ability to see the future. They'll check the tires, rotate them, pull any embedded stuff out, and let me know. I may be getting close to having to replace them. But I know this. I will get them at a true wholesale price at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. On Highway 14 according to census figures, they're still twice a day in Millbrook. Prattville. 408 Madison downtown. Got it mixed up with food outlet. I got the sign right here.
That's okay.
And, of course, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. At 7:15, we got your local news. And then Emily.
Me.
Will be doing random facts today. And I have kind of a weak sauce convoluted intro.
Hey.
But it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Because if I didn't do one, then you'd accuse me of only... caring about Jay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that's an accusation. I think that's a fact.
All right. So that's coming up next. Get your note-taking devices handy, play, and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz immediately following.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say this happened around 7:30 last night at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. When authorities got to the scene, they found an elderly man lying unconscious in the road. No word on his condition today. No arrests after a shooting in Montgomery last night. Police say this happened near Happiness Avenue just before 7 o'clock. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with serious injuries. And a $20 million renovation plan is in the works for Garrett Coliseum. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the city and county are working to take the Coliseum over from the state. Some of the upgrades would include adding AC to the arena and upgrades to seating and technology. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Waits in Line for a Chicken Sandwich.
Mr. Guy Who Waits in Line for a Chicken Sandwich.
When Popeyes has a new chicken sandwich, you skip work just so you can go get fast food. Only it's not fast food. There's a line down the street that may take hours.
It's like the DMV.
What them chicken sandwiches made of? iPhones?
You wouldn't wait this long for Jordans, no.
And when you finally get to the front of the line, they've run out of sandwiches. But that won't stop you, Commander of Cutlets. You'll pitch a tent outside waiting for a restock because you're Mr. Guy Who Waits in Line for a Chicken Sandwich, a real American hero.
The guy who waits in line for a chicken sandwich.
I'll bring you some KFC if you get hungry.
The Harriet 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gotta go to work, running out of ambition. It's a medical condition. I'm so burned out here on this morning drive. Gonna be late and I'm so tired. Any day I might get fired. I'm burning out from my job. It's 9 to 5. Yeah! Burned out 9 to 5. Really needing a vacation. Feel like I could die. And I'm running out of patience. I am gonna cry. My job is making me panic. And I really want to jump in front of traffic. 9 to 5. I'd like some medication. I am sleep deprived. My job's an abomination. Want to go to bed. Cause this office has me so bored. I might just snap and get put in a psych ward.
And now, pardon me, but it's time for...
And random.
Random.
Barton, I like it. I like it. It's
yeah.
It's
and simple.
It's good. It's clean. It's simple.
It's good. Judges, they gave it a 9.
Hey. All right, I'll take it.
Okay. These random facts appear courtesy today of one J. Scott.
Why doesn't he let you find your own?
Because they're not good enough, I suppose.
No, you've done it before. You've done
I've done it before, but there's a... Depending on which part of the week that Jay takes off from work depends on how extra my workload is. And so it actually helps me out that he does random facts since he's gone the latter part of the week because there's more stuff for us to do.
There's some extras if you need them.
Well, thanks, but I've got enough here. Did you know
See, that's the way he starts to, that did you know stuff?
Yeah. The Savannah Airport runway 10 is the only runway in the U.S. with marked gravestones in it. Federal law prohibits moving of a grave without permission of the next of kin. When that runway was built in 1857, there were several graves in the way. No kin claimed the graves, so they were left in place.
Which airport is it?
Savannah Airport runway number 10.
There's an air disasters episode on Smithsonian Channel about that airport, too.
Is it haunted?
Well, you gotta wonder now.
Yeah, you think Savannah, Charleston, all that stuff around yonder way. Did you know, and I knew this, Lady Gaga's stage name came from the hit Queen song Radio Gaga.
Everybody knows that.
I feel like that was an easy one, Jay. We'll talk about it when you return. Did you know Central Park's lampposts contain a set of four numbers that can help you navigate? The first two tell you the nearest street, and the next two tell you whether you're closer to the east or west side of the park. Even numbers signal east, odd signal west.
Okay, I started to write all that down, and then I said, screw it.
Let's go back to the tape, and review that moment. Where was that?
But that's like with the interstate system, though, too. The even numbers are east-west and the odd are north-south, right?
Correct. So 65 north-south and
20 east-west.
And technically 85 is also a north-south interstate.
Yeah.
Not an east-west.
Yeah.
So you got 40 and 70 and 90 and 80 that go east-west.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, screw it.
Did you know Argentina's name comes from the Latin word for silver, argentum? As early Spanish and Portuguese conquerors of the 16th century acquired a variety of beautiful silver objects from the tribes down yonder way.
This is like a National Geographic Channel special.
Did you know pink Himalayan salt? Have you seen those Himalayan salt lamps?
Yes, we have a couple of those.
Yeah. So pink Himalayan salt is one of the most expensive salts in the world. People claim it contains more minerals than ordinary table salt. Scientists have found the amount of minerals it contains is so minuscule that it makes no measurable difference.
I always laugh when they say scientists. Because, you know, nobody who's in the business calls himself a scientist.
Nobody has a business card that says scientist. It's like,
that's funny.
There's these people that run around, they all wear black glasses and wear white lab coats. I'm a scientist.
Yes, right.
Science. And we're supposed to believe everything they say.
Science.
And is it true that when they say the science is settled, it is not? Science is not, is never settled.
Right, exactly. Exactly true. That's right.
I just like to sound smart once in a while so people realize.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you.
Bless it. Did you know Omakayan in eastern Siberia is the coldest permanently inhabited place on Earth? It's closer to the Arctic Circle than it is to the next closest town. And the average temperature in winter is negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
What's the name of the town again?
Please don't make me say it again.
No. Omakayan.
Yes.
That's how it got his. Omakayan, it's cold here.
Omakayan.
I think this is how Jay exacts some revenge on me, too, by sending me random facts that he knows I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing.
I think I can see some people are.
Jay, don't be evil.
Yeah. Where are you from? Omakayan? I thought I heard that in your accent. Yeah. Good.
Did you know if measured per capita based on total number of medals won, the most successful nation of the modern era Summer Olympic Games is Finland, followed by Hungary? If measured by average of total medals won, the Bahamas tops the list, though East Germany would be number one if included.
The Bahamas tops the list.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's more like it's Jamaica. You can use it for the Bahamas, but you should use something like, who let the dogs out? Woof!
If you'd come on the other side, you could see that hotkey is labeled generic Caribbean accent.
Oh, I got you.
Instead of, yeah, mon, it's generic Caribbean accent.
That could be Grand Cayman. That could be, you know, the Virgin Islands, the Skank Islands, you name it.
The Skank Islands. They're beautiful this 70 year. Yeah.
Stop it.
They're bearing down on, Dorian's bearing down on them.
Did you know before the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Chinese officials guaranteed that there would be no rain during the opening ceremony by using 1,104 rain dispersal rockets from 21 different sites?
Rain dispersal rockets?
Yeah,
I was going to ask Rich about that.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on stuff like that.
You know, in the 50s, they used to seed hurricanes with frozen ice.
They did, and they did that up to
calm the core down.
They did that up to 1969 with Debbie, and then now it's considered unethical for a lot of reasons. We could do a whole hour on that someday. Probably with Terry Adams.
I didn't know that. So anytime you just want to come sit in my office and explain that to me.
Yeah, right. It's unethical because if you see a storm and there's a tremendous amount of rain, well, the farmer may be happy, but how about the guy who owns the car wash? See, in other words, you see what I'm saying? In other words, you just can't do weather control because there's just too much. Anyway, continue.
Did you know, praise God, Barbone? Was a radical English Puritan preacher and member of Oliver Cromwell's Parliament. He gave his son, Nicholas Barbone, the legendary middle name of, if Jesus Christ had not died for thee, thou hadst been damned. So his name was Nicholas, if Jesus Christ had not died for thee, thou hadst been damned, Barbone.
Thank you, Leviticus, for the reading.
Run the house, they call him Joe, though.
Joe. Oh, my lands. Could it be? Yes, it is. It's a cat fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Cat fact. Yay.
And Jay put it in there.
Yes, Jay also has a J fact in here next.
Oh.
Did you know a group of cats is called a glaring?
That's a perfect name for a group of cats.
Right, it gets better. An unspayed female cat is called a queen. The obsolete term for a young cat was catling, which I think is what we may start calling Calvin now, Calvin the Catling, since he's just a little guy. The parents of kittens are a sire, male, and a dame for the female. And a domestic cat is descended from the African wildcat. So those are your cat facts. Now we move on to the J fact, which will be our final fact of the day.
Fascinating.
The word sinister comes from the Latin sinistar, which means left. Historically, left-handedness has been considered negative. Jay is a lefty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's certainly true in politics.
Well, how did I know you'd bring it back to that?
Well, I'm just offering a generic statement there.
Well, okay. Them's your random facts, y'all.
Nice job, Jay.
Yeah, did a great job, Jay.
Via Emily.
Please clap.
Oh, Jeb.
Okay, Rich and Emily are going to come up with our $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
A couple of potentials. I like the first one because I think that's a great random fact. I don't know. You made it.
Well, you guys are working on it. I'm going to look at Jack Ingram's signature used cars.
I like
because
it.
There's one here. I'm surprised it's still there after a day. But for those who have always wanted to own a Hummer, they've got one, a 2006 Hummer. Imagine what that car cost when it was brand new. It looks brand new. It's in excellent condition. It's a Hummer H3 Luxury Edition. I'm going to go oversee this. I may do something crazy. We've already had one person call and say, could you ask Tip Tames to hold that for me? And I said, I can put in a good word, but I, you know, it's first come, first serve. $99.90 for this vehicle. And I really want to see it.
It's a what now? You say they're just playing?
Hummer.
H3?
Luxury. Under 10 at Jack Ingram. Now, that's a rare find in a category of that price range. But everything in this category, including the Volvos, the Volkswagen Passats, the Jettas, the Nissans, these are all cars that meet three criteria, and they look great with awesome vehicle histories, interiors that were beautifully maintained, but nothing gets on the lot at Jack Ingram. They'd rather have a vacant lot than one car that's going to be a troublemaker for somebody. So here's a place, I wish I could put an echo on my voice saying, shop with confidence.
Confidence.
You have an echo button.
Echo. Every time on Taylor Road, on the north side of 85, there on the east side, there's always like a couple of cars parked with a phone number.
I've seen that.
That's not the way to buy a car.
Oh, really?
No, you want to go to a place that has vetted everything they sell. And by the way, if credit's been holding you back from getting new wheels, don't let it, because at Jack Ingram, there's over 24 financing options, so you can improve your credit score and get yourself some great new wheels. See Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Again, shop online at Jack Ingram. All right, now we're ready. They have caucused, and it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmasteress Emily.
It's me.
Hi.
Hi.
Your question today, name the only runway in the U.S. with marked gravestones in it.
If you were watching aerial disasters, right?
Yeah.
You would probably know that.
Well, the thing in that one, they never made the airport, but it could have been Spirit's.
Yeah.
Can we give a hint?
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
There you go, you're... Vector is 272-9228, 272-9228. We're waiting for your call right now, and we really get testy when you don't call immediately, so let's get on the stick here.
Sticks!
Yeah, sticks.
Oh, look!
At 7:34, while we're gathering up the calls, let's check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. And if you are on I-65, yep, you've got to slow down again going into the downtown area. So just be careful there. I-85 is moving along at a speed limit ride. Traffic around the boulevard is starting to become congested, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't see a lot of problems for you. There is a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge. And keep in mind, school zones are in effect. Watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Rich, are you ready to be freaked out?
Okay.
What's up? I'm freaked out.
What's
You're
going
to be freaked out too. Today, and you mentioned in the timeline, today is actually also the anniversary day for Happy Hour, but it's also the anniversary of Katrina making landfall. Yeah. And look at the name at the top of the call board. It's Katrina.
Katrina on the anniversary day.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
I'm freaked out, Katrina.
I'm freaked out, Category 5.
What?
Good
it was
morning.
A good day to call in.
Good morning.
Yes, just morning. Ironic. I had to make note of that. Do you have the winning answer to our pop quiz question?
I believe it was Savannah.
Yeah. That's
it.
Do you know the air? Do you know the runway by any chance?
The number on the runway?
No, but I know that a sire and a dame are the parents of a cat. And a kitling is a path name for a kitten.
Judges,
up to you. Do we give?
Yeah, Savannah. Yeah.
Savannah. Yeah.
Right. Hang on, just
it's,
a second.
It's runway 10, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Smithsonian Channel air disaster episode. It's a small plane with experienced people, uh-huh. And it just, man, goes down short. Makes you wonder. It's like the haunted highway,
which is I-85 east of here, right?
Katrina, you have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate to shop at any of the three locations, and we appreciate you calling.
Hold on.
Please. And let's see. Let's say good morning to John.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I'm calling about the random fact, but you jumped ahead of me. You want to hear a funny runway story?
A funny runway story. Sure.
Sure. I was on a trip, business trip, and coming back to Charlotte, and they were redoing the airport, and I'm sure it's nice now, but at the time, we were all in this huge area, and they called for our planes to go instead of going to a little tunnel or something. We just went out into the tarmac. And went out into the tarmac, and there were four airplanes, and nobody told us what plane was going anywhere. And so I just went to one plane and asked, are you going to Montgomery? And the lady said, yes. So I sat down in my seat, and we were just about to take off, and finally the lady came up and told me, we're not going to Montgomery.
Oh, gosh.
Right off the airport. They were going to Cincinnati.
Oh, my gosh.
I just kept going to plane, and finally I found it. But they just sent us out, just pick a plane, any plane.
I'm sure, yeah, we've all done that. But I've been to those tarmac situations where there's multiple planes, and if you get on the wrong plane, you're just, yeah. Wow, that is.
You're done.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, enjoy the show.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your call.
We sure do. All right, it is 7:37 coming out of the sky. Take me down to Memphis on the midnight ride. I won't move.
Oh, because I was talking to folks.
Yeah.
Do we have the good creamer back downstairs for the coffee, or are we still?
You're not talking about that flavored stuff.
I like the French vanilla flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sugar person. I don't put sugar in my coffee, but I'll put flavored creamer in there.
I find that pretentious, Rich.
Oh, you find that pretentious.
Ew. On Saturday morning, I put just a few little dribbles of Bailey's.
Yeah.
In the coffee, you know, flavored.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bailey's what?
Bailey's
Irish cream.
Oh.
My current dog is Bailey's. My last dog was Sky. What do you want?
What's
going on here?
What do you want from me?
Let me offer a tip about Bailey's Irish cream.
Oh.
Never, ever overdrink that stuff. It will... I kind of found myself going through an entire bottle one evening. And...
That would be... That's too much.
I mean,
too rich.
I hate this for you, in retrospect.
Let me tell you, it was... I never felt that wasted.
No, you couldn't.
Whatever's in that stuff...
Yeah.
My entire body felt like chalk. I felt like I could write my name on a blackboard, with my fingers.
Yeah, it may even say in the bottle, don't drink the whole bottle yourself.
You think it does?
It might.
Maybe I put that warning in after my experience. 7:39, coming up, we have today's Animal Stories.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We've been talking a lot about Dorian and Dorian's looming threat for Florida, but... You know, on the other side of the coin is this beautiful morning. I'm just looking. Montgomery got down to 67 this morning with lower humidity. 64 in Selma, Troy, Alexander City, and Tuskegee this morning. Wow. And we're going to do it again tonight. But even in the daytime today, we're going to have tolerable humidity. Even though the high temperature will be 92, and it's not going to be that ridiculous humidity that we've had. Clear, comfortable, pleasantly cool, 66 tonight. Broadway under the stars. How about that? They kiddingly always ask me for beautiful weather, and I'm glad to deliver tonight. Tomorrow, still dry, sunshine, high 94, still relatively tolerable humidity tomorrow with Friday night's low 69. Then Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity's back, and so is the risk of some spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there as we continue to watch Dorian. Now, some of you may be saying, well, why do we care about Dorian? It's just going to the Bahamas and Florida, right? Well, yeah, but what happens after Florida? Does it keep going into the Gulf? What does it do after Florida? So that we do care about what happens with Dorian. And right now this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 67 at 741.
When you open a business, the day you start, it's all about building a legacy, and it starts with taking good care of people, treating them right, and making sure that after you've provided a service, to someone that they're, and this is well before social media. You know, Facebook didn't invent the review. It's been around for a long, long time, and in a town our size, a company like Jones Brothers, which is now in its eighth decade, the reason why is there's never been one of those stories that goes around that, oh man, they didn't do my roof correctly, or they did a repair that wasn't necessary. In a town our size, that stuff gets around well before social media was invented. Their reputation is sterling. They do great work. In fact, on their website, jbroof.com, where you can see that Jones Brothers does so much more than roof repair and replacement. We've had three screen doors installed by them. They do a seamless job. Paint matching, everything is perfection. But the reason they've been around that length of time is they do reliable work. And on their website, you'll see three roofs that they redid to make sure they left behind a happy customer, because that's the goal. Every time they're called, they can also do a screened-in patio and provide more recreational area for your home with a new roofing substance that, believe it or not, reflects the heat back into the sky, which makes it something you can enjoy year-round with a ceiling fan or even a table fan. Call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Better yet, browse their entire eight decades worth of accomplishments at jbroof.com. Fox Business, and then Animal Stories coming.
The Fox Business Network. Stock futures higher on Wall Street on hopes of easing trade tensions with China. Beijing saying it's not looking to immediately retaliate against the tariffs President Trump imposed last week. European markets also higher today. Best Buy misses quarterly same-store sales. Earnings per share.
$1.08. That beats the estimate of 99 cents. But on the revenue, just a little short. The estimate, $9.56 billion, coming in at $9.54 billion.
Ashley Webster with Fox Business Network. And growing pushback in Britain against Prime Minister Boris Johnson's controversial suspension of Parliament. Johnson's plan suspends Parliament from September 9th to October 14th. Critics saying he's looking to prevent lawmakers from debating a Brexit deal. Now a public petition has picked up close to 1.4 million signatures. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday, your weekly excuse to relive your high school days on Facebook. Nice hair, Farrah.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after a shooting in Montgomery last night. Police say this happened near Happiness Avenue just before 7 o'clock. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with serious injuries. A man is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say this happened around 7:30 last night at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. When authorities got to the scene, they found an elderly man lying unconscious in the road. No word on his condition today. And a $20 million renovation plan is in the works for Garrett Coliseum. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the city and county are working to take the Coliseum over from the state. Some of the upgrades would include adding AC to the arena and upgrades to seating and technology. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerite's, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerite's open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you, Simba, the official News Talk elephant. It is time for animal stories. Let's monkey around. Today's selection includes stories involving a boxing bear.
Beer.
Yes, beer. Put up the dukes, beer. Authorities in Colorado said a couple got into a fight with a bear when the animal and its cub entered their home to steal food. By the way, I read recently that the black bear population in North America is exploding. It's so far greater than it was.
Was it ever endangered?
It was down, you know, but the populations that were deemed threatened are thriving. I mean, look at all the moose we have in America. What? That's what I thought. Anyway, this happened on Monday. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said the couple investigated sounds inside their home around 8:30 and came face-to-face. Can you imagine that with bear? A bear?
I'd freak out.
In your home.
Jeez.
The larger animal attacked the 71-year-old man who hit the predator with his fist while his wife struck it with a baseball bat. They said it was almost like a sparring match between the bear and the couple.
How did the bear get in the house?
The front door.
Bears, oh. Yeah. Bears can pretty much...
Did they...
I was trying to make a joke.
Can you imagine their ring system going off?
Yeah.
And you look and you see...
Yeah.
Hey, just a
little... How'd you get here?
Uber? The deputy said the mother bear and cub fled through a screen door, which will probably need to be replaced.
Yeah, I would think so.
I doubt they opened it.
Nobody was hurt. There were minor scrapes, cuts in this face-to-face confrontation with a bear. In somebody's house. Next up on our animal story hit parade, a coyote.
A coyote.
We saw them. When we went, the first time I was in L.A. with the band.
The band?
You were with a band?
No, not the band.
The band?
No,
the big weight band?
No, not that. Not the weight band. Oh. The Rock Grip Stoops.
Oh.
That's the one.
Oh, I see.
We drove all the way up to the top, and it's the scene you'll see in the Naked Gun movie where Leslie Nielsen goes for a walk and he finds himself on top of a hill in the middle of nowhere. Well, you can drive up to that spot, and that's where we were. And we saw a coyote.
Yeah, sure. I believe that. I believe that.
A lot of critters up there. It's a really neat place to get a view of a little... Anyway, residents of an L.A. neighborhood said they were trying to rescue a coyote. spotted with what appeared to be a dog toy stuck around its lower jaw. See, those toys are designed for dogs that don't have quite that bite.
Right.
Anyway, witnesses said the coyote was spotted with the toy stuck in its mouth for 6 days. But the animal appeared to be able to still drink and eat food and so forth. So neighbors said local authorities and animal rescue groups have been notified, and they're trying to trap the coyote so they can take the toy out of its mouth. And in a video we will soon put on Facebook, we have video of an angry rhinoceros.
Oh. Now, they are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
And they get...
the horn.
They get upset at the littlest things.
This rhino went after a zookeeper's car at a wildlife park in Germany.
Germany?
What's wrong with the rhinoceros?
And totally destroyed it. Nobody was hurt, including the rhino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter just held a big bowling tournament called Bowling for Rhinos.
Really?
Yes.
Because they want to get a rhino exhibit at... a new one?
They have one. In fact, Janelle has posed. She posed with this rhino when she was 3.
Uh-huh.
And we just took a picture together with the rhino a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Same thing with the Galapagos turtle. They lived to be 125.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was riding the Galapagos when she was 3. And then the two of us posed together with the turtle. It's funny. If you're at the zoo, just, you could scratch under the chin and their head comes out.
For the turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Let's be real clear about that. Okay. Yeah, you scratch them under the chin, and they lift up their... They love that. They love that. And their skin is very scaly.
The animals that come from the Galapagos are not... they have no natural predators, so...
They're pretty docile?
They're not scared of things that they should be scared of, because they have nothing to be scared of in the islands.
I was at the zoo, and I heard one of the turtles say, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I knew you were going to do that.
Now, how did you know that?
But I think I just heard Rich say, "Mon." When he was talking about the islands, very quietly, he said, "Mon."
Mon. By the way, my September magazine column...
I read it. It's very good.
You liked it?
Yeah. You take us to Warm Springs and tell us a story, and... we fall in love with Warm Springs, and I want to go there.
It's called Postcards from Warm Springs,
mm-hmm.
And I just kind of share the reactions you have when you're in the middle of the place that for at least a couple of days was the most important city in the world.
Yeah.
Hamlet in Georgia. It's just so bizarre when you realize some of the things that still affect our life today that went down there. And it's so close, and you got hills and vistas and quaintness and
words,
antique shops and covered bridges and all kind of. We're going back, and we're going to see.
I bet there's cool diners too.
Yes. We had lunch at one of those. It was like a remade bus.
I love those things.
You should take a field trip over there, and by field trip, I mean you should get a group of folks that want to go and. You guys go explore and stuff.
Yeah.
Rent
a party bus.
They have a theater?
A theater.
We'll wait for wait for a war movie.
In fact,
news talk.
If we all do the field trip, you and I'll go see that. Well,
okay.
Emily's in the gift shop.
Emily's in the gift shop.
It's one of the last videos that Walter Cronkite ever narrated.
Oh.
This video, and it's really well done.
Cool.
I see Billy is on the phone.
Hey, Billy.
Billy,
good morning.
What's up?
Good morning. Y'all doing a wonderful job today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
As opposed to most days when we...
are barely adequate.
We just phone it in. What's up with you?
Yeah, we're talking about Warm Springs, Georgia. My wife and I have gone there a couple of times, and you're quite right. It's a wonderful place. And any of you that have not been, it's about an hour and 45-minute drive, maybe an hour and a half drive. It's well worth it. It's just beautiful. And, you know, to think that FDR, what he did there, and, you know, there were times when he would get in his personal car and drive himself around the countryside.
Yes.
Looking at cows, farmers' cows.
Did you go to Dowell's Knob when you were there?
Sir?
Did you go to Dowdle's Knob when you were in Warm Springs?
Oh, yes. 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 And now, correct me if I'm wrong now, is that part of the area where he actually would go and grill? He had a grill?
Yes, there's a picture of the grill in my magazine column. It's the only grill I know of that's a historical landmark, marker and everything. And FDR had it built at Dowdle's Knob so he could picnic there. And he liked to drive there.
Did.
I heard the rumor is he drove like a demon in a specially
equipped
car. Yes, and
when you tour the house, the little White House, and when you go into the kitchen, I don't know if it's still there or not, but his personal cook, the day that he died, she was preparing chicken for him. And the actual pulley bone, you know the old saying, that one person grabs one end, the other person grabs the other end,
the wishbone.
Make a wish. The wishbone, uh-huh. Well, that actual pulley bone out of that chicken is what she saved it as an omen, and they framed it and put it in the kitchen. She put it in there herself personally.
You want to know what I thought was one of the coolest things of all the cool things there are to see there? If you look at the front door to the little White House, there's a glass panel on the right side of the door, and at the bottom of the door are scratch marks in the glass that were put there by Roosevelt's dog.
Fallon?
Secret Service agents would tease him.
Yeah.
From the other side.
Yeah. Yes, they did. That's amazing.
And when you're in the gift shop, you can buy a bag of Fallon poop. it's a little red bag, and it's got chocolate inside, and it's like butter brickle.
By the way, if you see his statue near the mall in Washington, there's the dog right next to him.
Oh, that's amazing.
But
you know,
first dog.
When during the portrait, that's when he died, you know. And
that's an amazing thing to see, too.
It'll make you cry.
Shumatov, the artist, actually went back and finished it. And for some reason, when she did the second portrait, gave him a different color necktie.
Yes. He sure did. But when he died, there were people actually that were going there trying to get stuff out of that house. And the local town folks, the men went there with their guns.
Yeah.
And they stood guard over the whole entire property, protecting his valuables. Just an amazing story about an amazing man.
Yeah, you look at the closet. Thanks for the call, by the way, Billy. We're out of time for the hour. There's a little closet to your left as you walk in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing is you can get very close to these things. You can smell the place
smelled that day.
And there's the closet, and inside you see FDR's fishing hats and his monogram towels.
Oh, that's cool.
And all of that stuff is like you just said. Yeah, the townsman went and protected to make sure souvenir seekers didn't take advantage. We're going to visit the traffic dungeon quickly, and then we've got Fox News, and then our exciting 8 to 9 hour.
With a conundrum,
conundrum, we'll give away a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, wow.
In fact, if you would be so kind.
Here's another Emily.